move your skirt. I'd be glad to comply, but I'm not wearing one. The doctor says that's strange, nor am I. A Scotsman throws a pole into the air. The alderman all vote in some affair. The mayor, he abstained, and ain't that strange? He's still a bachelor, perhaps he's gay. A corpse is laid out neatly on a slab. Professor's working madly in his lab. The assistant files her nails and checks her hair. There's just a hint of danger in the air. There's just a hint of danger in the air. No one is alarmed or seems to care.
Take a minute, love. Good evening, Tufts. Good evening, Medford. You are currently listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Freeform Radio. How are all of you tonight on this night where Boston apparently can't decide on the weather? I mean, you know, Boston, this isn't Panera. You can't pick two seasons. Anyway, I've got a special guest on the air with me. Say hi to the folks.
Hello, folks.
Yeah, this is Tara. She lives right next to me, and some of you tuning in may know her through other means. Mm-hmm. So that was No One's Waiting by Art Decade on their most recent self-titled album. A certain person from University of Connecticut, who I know very well through radio and whatnot, introduced that to me. Shout out, because I know you're listening, Thrayton. Tonight we'll just go on a little gander down some artists I've been listening to over the past few months abroad, and maybe I'll tell some stories about my time abroad and give you some previews of the few weeks that we have coming up. But yeah, I've been, this show was a 2-hour show last spring and was discontinued in the fall because I was kind of in Europe. So there are tales from that. Anyway, so we'll continue as usual with a few more songs from the same artist. Art Decade is absolutely fantastic, and in particular their most recent self-titled album. I'd like to show you a few more tracks from them. So this is Walking Together from that same album. Enjoy.
Take me closer, boy.
fork in the road. Out of time, I don't have the slightest clue where I should go.
Washed away behind the joy and wasted time. It's easy.
That was Walking Together, So I Thought, Numberless Dreams, and Greylock Hill, all by Art Decade, off their most recent album, self-titled album, Art Decade. So, Tara, what did you think of those?
I like them. I'm at the right mic, right?
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
you're at the right mic. Don't worry.
I forgot where I was.
You're set. Don't worry about it.
I've been rolling around over here. It's all good.
Yeah.
I think it was the second one you had on, maybe?
So I thought. Yeah, no, I mean, the stuff Art Decade does with their music is so cool. I'm into math rock. I'm actually going to do an entire show dedicated, or an entire hour at least, dedicated to math rock in a few weeks. But, I mean, some of the stuff they do isn't math rocky per se, but it's really mathy. Like, I was pointing out to you that one part in Numberless Dreams where they just lay down a straight 6-4 on top of a swung 12-8. And it's off the beat too. So it just gives this really syncopated sound, which sounds awesome.
Hmm. So, and it's funny. You said there's so much number stuff going on, yet it's called Numberless Dreams.
Yeah, no, it's just this entire album. Thank you so much, Thrayton, for introducing me to that. I really appreciate it. And well, I guess I'll see you on Friday. I know you're listening, but yeah. So anyway, for anyone tuning in at this point who managed to find this through Twitter, I've got a little bit of a joke for you, and it's an inside joke, so nobody else is going to get it. We'll see. I'll introduce the song afterwards. Oh, Tara's laughing because they know what it is already. Yeah, I guess. Lemons.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel P.T. Chester Whitmore is proud to present Bumbo Chango with his Zimbabwe soft band.
Do you see Banana Man hopping over on the white hot sand? Here he come with some for me, freshly taken from banana tree. Banana Man, me want a done. Give me double and a bonus one. Give me more for all me friends. This banana flow will never end. Do you want a banana? Peel it down and go Do you want a banana? This banana for you.
Tonight we dance around the flame. Then we get to play spirit game. Spirit names we shout out loud. Shake the thunder from the spirit cloud. Songbirds in the tree chant a tune to let the spirits free. Then we see them in the night, spirits jumping by firelight. Do you want a banana? Peel it down and go mm-mm-mm. Do you want a banana? This banana for you. You know, you could laugh and kick it back and go, but without a rhythm or a rhyme, you do not banana all the time. Fly away from city on the run, try to make a little fun. Look, you can put it on the wall. After can't you tell me, don't you so? Don't you love the bumping of the drum? Make you shake until the bongo numb. Let the bongo play till you drop. This banana never stops. Troubles and go at the flow. Forget about whatever you may never know. Like whether whatever you're doing is whatever you should, and whether anything you do is ever anything good. And forget about banana when it's sticking your throat, and when they make you on a mellow, but you're stuck in a choke. And forget about the yellow from the beckoning man who make you take another one and make a mark of your plan.
Thank you. back to busy town. No banana make you want to frown.
Do you want a banana?
Peel it down and go.
Do you want a banana?
This banana for you.
Hello, Threaten and Heath. I have received both of your messages. And, you know, Heath, I know you don't want banana, but, I mean, here I'm just going to throw you an entire bag anyway, because I can. That was Banana Man by Tally Hall. And they're kind of weird, but, I mean, and they're kind of, I guess, I mean, best way to describe them is the Beatles 40 years later. But, I mean, to be honest, after I received word of this video, which happened over in Cromwell, Connecticut, when I was away. Good luck finding the video yourself. This is an inside joke for a reason. I actually went and listened to their bit of the music, and they're actually pretty good. So yeah, Tally Hall, they're awesome. That comes out of the album Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum. So next comes a band called Somos, and some of you may have heard that they just released their next LP, First Day Back, 2 days ago, and it's really good. I don't know how to describe them. They're kind of, I mean, does emo, I screw genres. I don't like trying to categorize things by genres. Anyway, they were supposed to play at Tufts two nights ago, and I mean, unfortunately, they canceled because one of their singers got food poisoning, so they couldn't show up, which really sucked because Taryn and I kind of wanted to go to their show. We actually had some friends come over from the local area. If the name Laika means anything to anyone listening. So I'd just like to play a few songs for you now from their first album, Temple of Plenty, and then from their most recent LP, First Day Back. So yeah, enjoy. We'll stop in the middle for a PSA, likely.
Garden. to a simpler time. What you had is never coming back.
Familiar faces you could recognize.
And here's a diabetes prevention PSA. Want some diabetes with those deep-fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle, so just sit back, relax, and watch Food Network and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paula Deen and a pharmaceutical giant, Novo Nordisk, have teamed up to bring you a new expensive medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. What is this? If one on the other hand, I can't do this. If on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio! P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse. And that was quite a mouthful and very ridiculous.
That might have been the longest PSA I've seen. For your information, that was Familiar Theme and Lives of Others from Somos' album last year, Temple of Plenty. Next is Thorn in the Side, Room Full of People, and Lifted from the Current from their most recent LP, First Day Back, which, as Thornton mentioned, is quite fitting. I mean, this is my first day back in a while. I haven't been in the studio in 9 months, trying to get settled, trying to push all the dials in the right places, failing to do so. Also, shout out to June, because I know you're listening and you've been waiting for this. All right, let's go. Thorn in the Side. We'll be right back. That was Thorn in the Side, Room Full of People, and Lifted from the Current by Somos from their most recent LP, First Day Back, which was just released a few days ago. Tara, what do you think of them?
I liked it. I think I might have liked the other band a little more than that, but I'd like to continue to explore Somos because it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool stuff. I mean, I think who showed me to them? Alex was actually the one who showed me them. A while back, actually freshman year, when he went and saw a show, and then for one of the openers, and then totally missed Somos, who was the headliner. Yeah, and then he went and listened to them, and he's like, "Oh no, I regret this so much." God. Yeah, no, but we are switching gears here because we are nearing the second half of this show. By the way, I should mention, unlike a lot of the other shows on WMFO, The Rainbow Theorem is a 2-hour show, and this kind of started, my second semester I was here, and I aim to continue this until I graduate, at the very least. 2-hour shows are really fun. The hour mark is where you kind of start getting into it, and then the second hour just kind of flies by. And especially if you have other people here. Last year I had this whole... Oh, Heath says, hi, Tara.
Oh, hi, Heath.
Yep, there we go. Where was I?
Hungarian.
Hungarian, right. Oh, yeah, no, that's what I was going to talk about. So I was gone last semester, and the reason I was gone was because I was kind of traveling the world, going around 3 continents, 40,000 miles, and 25-plus different beds, studying math. It was pretty crazy. I spent about a month in Hong Kong catching up with family and friends, spent 2 months in Michigan at a research for undergrads program, ran into some academic politics there, which was... not so great an experience, but I did get a lot of music out of that, which was really interesting. And over the next 2 weeks, I'd actually like to share that with you. Next week, I'm planning to hopefully have some math rock in the first hour, and then some more atmospheric stuff the second hour. And I'd like to share some of the stuff I found there with you. But one of the other things I did in Michigan is that I attended this really awesome folk concert where they had 4 huge name folk artists, including the massive Peter Yarrow, the rather famous group Peter, Paul, and Mary. They're the guys who wrote Blowing in the Wind and Puff the Magic Dragon, if those names ring a bell for any of you. So I went to that show, and it was awesome, and I'd like to talk to people about it. So that's in 2 weeks from now. 3 weeks from now, I'm actually going to a beach house show, and I'll talk a little more about beach house because I've queued up a few of their tracks near the end of the show. They're awesome. I'm so looking forward to this concert. I'm actually going with my freshman year roommate, Alex, who kind of got me into all of this in the first place. I think the biggest part of my experience was after my 2 months in Michigan, I spent 4 months abroad in Hungary, and that was a whole experience on its own. Getting to, know Hungarian, the language and the culture, getting to know people. I actually met a lot of local Hungarians while I was there. And that actually helped me meet a lot of locals in Germany and London, among other places. And that was really cool. And that's something that I'm definitely going to take out of that experience. Shout out to Ralesk if he ever listens to this. I'm not sure if he will. So one thing I found in Hungary was Hungarian rock music. It's really cool. I don't know. There's the styles kind of mimic that of, I guess what we consider first world Western rock. They do it in kind of their own way, and it's really great the way that it comes out. So there's this one really popular Hungarian rock band that a lot of us at the study abroad program got into, and it's called Honey Beast. So I'd actually like to share a few tracks from their albums with you. So I'm going to share 2 tracks from their debut album Alet Na Jobhush first. The first track is Alet Na Jobhush, and it literally means the greatest hero. This is the track that made them really popular, and it was actually a candidate for Hungary's entry in Eurovision. I'm gonna share another track from the same album as well. It's called Marodok, and yeah, enjoy.
A jó hírem nem eshet csorba, beállok én is a torna sorba, hiszem, hogy két paralel történet a végtelenben összeérhet. Álmaimban nem ezt vártam, de felébredtem és megtaláltam. Szabad egy hely és leparkolnék, veled az időben eltévednék, de tudom-e majd überelni anyádat, és te nem mosod magad után a kádat. Gyűjtünk lakása és autóra, Coelho idézett a meghívókra.
Nem tudtam überelni anyádat, és te nem mosod magad után.